Procrastination is not about being lazy. It is actually your brain trying to protect you from fear, from stress, and from the unknown. Or we avoid things because we are afraid they won't turn out the way we're imagining them. If I don't start, or if I don't do, I can't fail. And if I can't fail, I won't be sad, and I won't feel bad about myself. Hello, my name is Mafe, and welcome back to another episode. If you're watching on my YouTube channel, hey besties, welcome back to another video. Or if you're listening on any streaming platform, hey besties, welcome back to another episode and happy Friday. Today we're going to talk about procrastinating and how procrastinating is probably the thing that is keeping you away from achieving your goals. We've all been there, where we have things that we know that we have to do, but we just put them off and think that we can achieve them later. And it becomes this loop of, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. When in reality, the only thing that we're actually doing is wasting time, because later we could be doing something else or something more if we would have just have done that task that we had to do at the moment we had to do it. We have all been there, scrolling on our phones, reorganizing our desk, feeling the sudden urge to deep clean just to avoid that one thing that we know we have to do. But here's the thing, procrastination is not about being lazy. It is actually your brain trying to protect you from fear, from stress, and from the unknown. Your brain knows that it might not know how to do the thing that you have to do, and so instead, it will make you do things that you know that you can do and keep you safe. You know how to scroll through your phone. You know the content that you like to consume. You know how to deep clean your desk, and you know how to put your clothes away. But do you know how to do that one task that you have to do? Your brain knows it will take time, and it will make you feel uncomfortable, so it avoids it. Again, not because you're lazy, but because you're subconsciously afraid. And today, we are breaking it all down. Why we procrastinate, how to break the cycle, and the exact steps to finally stop overthinking and start taking action. I'm gonna leave the video chapters here, and let's get started. Let's start by understanding why we procrastinate and identifying the root of cause. What is the real reason as to why we procrastinate? Because it is not just about being bad at time management, but it usually comes down to three things. Number one, fear of failure. If you don't start, you can't mess up. And your brain knows this. We avoid things because we are afraid we won't do them good enough. Or we avoid things because we are afraid they won't turn out the way we're imagining them. If I don't start, or if I don't do, I can't fail. And if I can't fail, I won't be sad, and I won't feel bad about myself. So instead of facing the possibility of failure, we just don't even try. But the first thing that we have to identify and understand is that by not trying, we're already failing. By not starting, we're already experiencing and we're already facing that one thing that we're scared of going through by procrastinating. That is the first thing that you have to understand, realize, and remember the next time you are procrastinating because you're scared to fail. And by not trying or by procrastinating, you're already failing. Number two is overwhelm. We look at our to-do list and we start thinking about everything that we have to do that we feel overwhelmed. Sometimes we'll look at that list and feel completely stuck, not knowing where to start, or thinking that we'll just never finish. The tasks feel so big and they feel so long that we don't even know where to start. So instead of tackling it, we freeze and we do nothing. And the third one is perfectionism. We tell ourselves that we'll do it when we feel ready. I'll do it when I know more. I'll do it when I have everything that I need. I'll do it when I'm ready, or when the timing is perfect. But the truth is, that moment will never come. Because right when you feel ready, you will feel like you can feel even more ready. Right when you have everything, you will feel like you can have more, and the cycle continues. And so we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. So again, three reasons as to why we procrastinate: fear of failure, overwhelm, and perfectionism. There's this thing called the procrastination cycle, and the procrastination cycle shows a pattern of how procrastination works. Procrastination is a loop that looks like this. Step one, you'll put it off. You'll tell yourself, I'll do it later, and it gets pushed down on your to-do list whenever you feel like doing it. And so one goes down to five, and you'll mix your to-do list, and you'll confuse your brain as to what is the actual order. Step two, you'll feel guilty. Now, after step one, the guilt will start to creep in. I should have started earlier. Why am I so lazy? Why am I wasting so much time if I made my list so long ago? Step three, stress will start to build up. The clock starts ticking. You will start feeling pressure. And when you feel like you're wasting time, plus a combination of feeling pressure, there's this thing that you will start feeling in your stomach, and it's called anxiety. You're anxious, but you're still avoiding the task. And now with anxiety, even if you were to push yourself to do the task, you're not enjoying it, and you're actually seeing it as a task. Step number four, before. You rush to finish last minute. The deadline is here, and suddenly you're working under a mountain of stress, doing everything in panic, feeling anxious, feeling pressured, and feeling guilty. And last but not least, step number 5, you promise yourself that you'll do better next time, and you don't. You promise yourself that next time you'll start earlier, you promise yourself that next time you won't procrastinate, and you promise yourself that next time you will follow your order. But before you know it, the cycle repeats itself. And if this sounds familiar, don't worry. Again, we've all been there. But if it sounds familiar, that's because procrastination is just not a bad habit. It is an emotional reaction. Our brain avoids discomfort, even if it means making our lives harder in the long run. The good news is that we can break the cycle, and the better news is that that is what we're gonna do today. Now, how do we break the cycle, and what are some actionable strategies? Let's actually get into some actionable strategies on how to break this procrastination cycle and start taking action today. Now, these strategies are super simple, but also super effective. Number 1, the 2-minute rule. If something takes less than 2 minutes, do it now. We all have 2 minutes in our agenda, and we all can make 2 minutes to finish a task that we have to do. Don't even think about it. Just do it. This builds the habit of action over avoidance, whether it's answering an email, making your bed, or washing one dish. Just do it. It takes 2 minutes, and you're training your brain that it can actually do things whenever you tell it to do them. Small actions create momentum and keep you from putting things off. Number 2, and I call this the just 5 minutes trick. Tell yourself that you'll do something for just 5 minutes, and once you start, your brain will want to keep going. I'll just fold my clothes for just 5 minutes. I'll just do this one task for just 5 minutes. I'll just start cleaning for just 5 minutes, and your brain will want to continue to do it. Starting is always the hardest part, but when you break it down into small chunks, you can trick your brain into thinking that it's not a big deal. When you give your brain an incentive, it will want to do it, and once you start doing it, you won't want to stop. So instead of saying, I'm gonna study for hours, start with, I'll just study for 5 minutes. And chances are that once you get going, you will keep going. 3, reverse the reward system. Instead of saying, I'm gonna scroll on TikTok and then I'll do my task, flip it and tell yourself, I'm gonna do my task and then I'm going to allow myself to scroll on TikTok. Your brain will still get that dopamine hit that you're looking for, but after you have been productive. This will motivate you to work first and be productive first, and then relax guilt-free later. Number 4, the future you perspective. This one is so super important and super helpful. Ask yourself, how will I feel about this decision tomorrow? Or even, how will I feel about this decision at the end of the day? If future you will be stressed about not starting the project or leaving the project for last minute, do something about it now. Because trust me, the sense of relief that you will feel tomorrow and that future you will feel is worth it. And number 5, time blocking small wins. Instead of saying, I'm gonna study for 3-4 hours, commit to just 25 minutes. This is called the Pomodoro technique. Small wins like this build momentum and help you stay focused. Plus, taking short breaks help you recharge and help you keep going. If you actually have to study for 3 hours, break it down to just 30-minute blocks. Recharge, take a break, give yourself a time limit to take a break, and then keep going. Even though these strategies might feel small, they work because they focus on creating small shifts that lead to big results. And with each little step that you take, you're breaking the cycle of procrastination. Now, the most important thing when it comes to procrastination is the mindset shift that we require to have in order to actually stop. You have to focus on starting and not finishing. The biggest mistake that people make is to think that they need motivation to start. But what you actually need is just momentum. Motivation comes after you start, and motivation will be created once you start and realize that you can actually do it, not before. Because if you really think about it, you can't get motivated out of nowhere if you already don't want to do it. Don't focus on finishing the task. Focus on just starting. And once you start, you won't want to stop. Done is better than perfect. Perfectionism is one of the main reasons as to why we procrastinate. We get so caught up in trying to make everything flawless that we never actually get anywhere. But again, the truth is that if you wait for the perfect moment and if you wait for the perfect tools, you will never get anything done. Instead, just start. Even if it's messy, even if it's not perfect, and even if you have to perfect it as you go. As long as you're moving forward, you are making progress. Let go of the idea that you have to wait until you feel motivated or that you have to wait until everything is perfect, and just take the first step, no matter how small, and let the momentum carry you from there. Getting your brain used to habits is going to be the best way to break procrastination. And so here are practical habits that you can start applying and practicing to stay consistent. Number 1, the ugly first draft method. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. Let it be messy. Just start. If you want to go to the gym and you don't have the perfect routine, it doesn't matter. There's Pinterest, there's YouTube, there's TikTok, there's Reels. Find one that works and just do it. The more that you go, the more that you will discover what you need, what you actually want your routine to be. But you don't have to wait to be an expert, and you don't have to wait to have the perfect routine to start going to the gym. Just start. The first draft of everything is never perfect. So stop waiting for it to be, whether it's a project, a workout, or even cleaning your room. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for progress. The key here is to at least get something that you can refine later. Number two, habit stacking. Pair your task with something that you already do every day. And this is something that I learned reading Atomic Habits. For example, if you drink coffee every morning, use that time to write your goals, your to-do list for the day, or to tackle a small task. This is called habit stacking, and it helps you to seamlessly add new tasks into your routine without feeling overwhelmed. And when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and a brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making the selling simple. And for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout as Alo or Skims, and sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures.
I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoin.com.
Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes or less at Ross.
Number three, last but definitely not least, the accountability hack. Tell a friend your goal, post it online, document it somewhere that you know is going to keep you accountable. Because when you share your intentions with someone else, you create a sense of responsibility for yourself. Now you've got someone to check in on you, and that public accountability will push you to follow through. And this one, I promise you, is a game changer. And again, these habits may seem small, but they will keep you consistent and help you turn your intentions to real actions. Besties, to close off today's episode, procrastination is just your brain trying to protect you from discomfort. But the truth is that success and successful people are where they are because they were able to do things even when they felt hard. So learn how to choose your heart, putting it off and never getting to experience it, or getting it done. Because as hard as it is, when you finally do it, you will end up feeling proud of yourself. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope that it was helpful, and I really hope that it leads you to stop procrastinating. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget that I have a podcast, I Missed Me Podcast, on all streaming platforms. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I post new episodes every Monday and Friday. Or if you're listening on any streaming platform, don't forget that you can watch this video on my YouTube channel, Mafiansures. And don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafiansures on Instagram and TikTok. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your $20 hoodie. And don't forget that we have a membership for only $4.99 a month, literally $5. You have access to all types of healing content, healing PDF guides, exclusive episodes, journal prompts, meditations, all types of activities that are definitely going to help you heal. And you can join our exclusive community by going to patreon.com/imissedme. Plus, you will also receive a no-name hoodie as soon as you sign up. With all that being said, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you guys next week. With love, Mafe.